Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Hope folks have been enjoying these nice mornings to look forward to our roller coaster. But what I want to really talk about today is pears. The people who have been growing pears are finding the just awesome amounts on the trees. In fact, my neighbor said he had so many pears on the branches, they were breaking. So if you're lucky enough to know somebody with fresh pears, you are indeed lucky. So whether you're buying them in the store or you are getting them from someone that you know or you're growing your own, just thought we'd talk about that a little bit. Pears are unusual in that they're best if they do not ripen on the tree. They need to be harvested just before they really reach their peak. And so when do you pick pears? When are they ripe enough to pick? Well, the clue is if you're picking them to turn them horizontal, and if they snap off, if they break off, well, they're ready. If not, well, they're not quite ready. So sometimes, you know, they don't all get ripe at the same time, and that means trying them out a little bit. If you have been given pears, then the first thing I think I would do is to cut one open and see what process it's in, because pears ripen from the inside out. So when you have that beautiful pear and then you're holding it in your hand and it's, you know, you think, well, it's not quite ripe because it's still a little hard. Well, maybe it actually is just right. So again, I suggest if you are getting pears from folks, and you're one of those lucky folks, let's cut one open and see what process it is in. If it's not quite ripe, well, just let it sit on the counter for a day or two, and it probably will be just perfect. And if it goes beyond ripe, well, they get a little mushy and mealy under the skin and toward the center. And most of us don't prefer pears that way, although, you know, we all have preferences for the texture of our food. So if you have those pears and you're wondering, okay, what should I do? Well, the first thing, of course, is just eat it, because those fresh pears are delicious. But you have lots of other options to do with pears. And, of course, if you want to preserve them, be sure to check the processing time for getting them canned correctly. But you could also make jam out of them, and you could also make pear butter. Now, so when you think about pears, you know, kind of think about, if you're more familiar with how you use apples, well, you can use pears in the same way. And I think we're all familiar with apple butter, but are you familiar with pear butter? Well, I'm going to give you a recipe today, and the reason I'm sharing it is it came from David Williams, and many of you know David was a fantastic gardener and enjoyed food tremendously, and he shared that recipe in the Master Gardener's cookbook, a recipe book called From Garden to the Table. And if you are interested and you don't quite get everything, well, we'll be posting it here on the Backyard and Beyond web under Programs Backyard and Beyond, and you'll find that and can copy it off there. It's probably not the easiest way to preserve a lot of pears, because it does take a couple of steps, and you know, you don't get lots for the amount of pears you use, but it is delicious. So, I want to give that recipe to you and see if you think you might be interested. It takes about 20 medium pears, and of course this recipe could be cut in half. If you only have 10, well, you're just going to get less results. 20 medium pears, 4 cups of sugar, and you can back off on that a bit if you'd prefer to have a little less sugar. You could use 3 cups for sure. And here's what adds a special flavor, 1/3 cup of orange juice and a teaspoon of grated orange peel. So that adds a little citrusy flavor, and then add a half a teaspoon of nutmeg. So that combination of the orange, the nutmeg, and the pears is really special. The one thing that's easy about this is you don't need to peel them. In fact, you don't even need to take the centers out. Just, of course, wash them and quarter them, and then cook them well until they're soft, just adding enough water to keep them from sticking. So that's about a half a cup. And then after they're soft enough, press them through a sieve or a food mill and start then. You hope you have at least 2 quarts of pear pulp, and that's about the amount you want to work with this recipe. But, you know, it's a little, you can give a little one way or the other. So then you combine the pear pulp and sugar in a large pot, and you want to stir it to dissolve the sugar. So you'll need to pay attention to it. This isn't one you walk away from. Add the remaining ingredients and continue to cook until thick enough to stand up on a spoon. Now, the easy way to do this, it doesn't take quite so much attention, is to put it in a slow cooker, a crock pot, and let it thicken that way. Because otherwise, again, you need to stay right there and keep stirring to prevent sticking. And then ladle that hot butter into hot pint jars, leaving a 1/4 inch headspace. And this is if you want to preserve it more for a longer period of time. You'll need to process about 10 minutes in boiling water bath. So the option, of course, is if you don't want to can them, is they can be kept in the refrigerator probably up to 3 weeks. Or just give a jar or two away. But this recipe only makes 4 pints. So again, it's 20 medium pears, 3 to 4 cups of sugar, 1/3 cup of orange juice, 1 teaspoon of grated orange peel, and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. And we will put this recipe on the KJN website under Backyard Beyond. So how do you also use pears? Well, you know, as I said, just eat them or cut them up and make them into a sauce. One of the favorite desserts we had at home when I was growing up was just some pears for dessert. Poached pears with that cinnamon-flavored liquid, beautiful dessert. But, again, probably not one you just make every day. More likely that you would put it in dessert such as pie. Have you ever made a pie pear? My neighbor said he just ate one last year and was really surprised at how good it was. And pie crisp. How about an upside down pear cake, but using gingerbread for the cake instead of a yellow cake? That gingerbread and pear is a wonderful combination. Now, other than those dessert kinds of things and breads and coffee cakes, perhaps you don't think about pears when you think about salad. One of the best salads I remember having, because it was in Italy, you know how you add special flavor when you're someplace else and your memory becomes a little stronger, was with the usual greens, mixture of greens, pears, and walnuts on top. Great combination. Pears also combine well with cashews if you want to put them in a salad. And then think about going beyond the salad. Think about salsa. If you're a salsa fan, and whatever peppers you might use, but especially if you're using jalapeno, add some chopped pears to that salsa, and that little bit of sweetness will just make it really special. Chutney is another possibility. And you think about roasting them and grilling them. Add some pears to that combination of vegetables that you're roasting. You know, our tongues kind of like that little bit of sweetness added, and the pears could do that mixed with the vegetables. Just sort of have to think outside the box beyond what you usually do. Also, pears go well in a variety of ways with meats. Pork chop, chicken, turkeys, those kinds of different kinds of meat dish. Probably not so much with beef just because of the little bit stronger flavor there, better with pork or chicken, for instance. And you can make sauce out of them. You can use them as filling if you roll a kind of pork. Just all kinds of possibilities to put them together with the meats. So when you think about pears and you have a lot of pears, or just a few, try something new, try something different, and enjoy the season of fresh pears. So until next time, here's a thought that has nothing to do with pears. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than standing in a garage makes you a car.